هللويا.
Amen.
Yes, you must be near Uganda.
Praise Jesus, much brethren.
Musibio mutia mukama for Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
I'm
going to request you greet of your brethren. Have a word of wisdom you give them. Not of your wisdom, but of the wisdom in the word. That is speaks of in Jeremiah chapter
8,
verses 8 to 9. That if we reject the word of God, what wisdom is within us? Now give them the wisdom in the word. Enough. You have a couple of seconds, a few minutes. Have something you speak to them.
And
has a level it moves on to shift to another. The level of God, not that of the world. Yes. You proclaim to them. Give them a word of prophecy. I say a word of the testimony of Christ. Don't speak to them what you want. Not. Give them a word of prophecy. Spoken in Revelations 19 verse 10. Yes. That the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Have a scripture you tell them.
So you
speak that word as it is. If
you
believe God is doing it in their lives, sure. Given a word of prophecy, yes. Listen then very well. Yes. You may give them a word of understanding. And you join for them verses they understand. Give them the word of wisdom. If you have that of understanding, join verses for them to get understanding. If you have a word of prophecy, a word of spirit of counsel, it's what you give them. Say a word of might you have, the power in the word.
It needs
you to be empowered. Have a word of spirit of might that you give them. Tell them. Psalms 103 verse 20. Angels, the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God,
listen to
the voice of His word. Remain holding the word of God and you see the power in the word. Yes. Tell them
if
you have a word of knowledge, a word of knowledge, and it brings revelation, it brings light. Have something you tell them. I see others don't speak. You are late. A minute is almost over.
God
has given it a ministry that brethren. Yes. Tell them the spirit of fear of the Lord. It brings to hate evil. Tell them hell is there. They even burn spirits there. Sure. Those who don't want the word of fear of the Lord. What you give them a word. Tell them the fear of God is there in evil. Do you still sin? Tell them don't deceive me. Do you still sin? Or you fear God or not? Okay, tell them that the spirit of the Lord who glorified the Father and the Son. As
is
the John 16. Tell them, friends, have
disappeared
that the Father appears. For we don't preach ourselves except the Father and His word Jesus. Yes. Tell them,
if
you know the way you can disappear, that God appears. Tell them, Bible says in the 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, up to 17. Tell them to stop the lusts of this world. To stop the lust of the flesh. Take away the lusts of the eyes and the pride of this life, which is vanity. Now by that
we will
be able to disappear. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you told them that they have understood it? Let me move on to
Adon.
Praise Jesus, man. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge
knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And to move rich unto your light of knowledge which pass through the word of God, which reaches to eternal life. Praise Jesus much. And
he
still move on with a ninth part. They have told me it's the tenth part. Yes. The tenth part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And just as we saw, and we were told that before we look at the arrangement of songs, the musicians, the instruments, the dancings,
and
the plays we have to play for God, we are accepted, we first understand. Worshiping God in the spirit and truth, what does it mean? And how is it done? And we are able to reach into it. Understood well John chapter 4. Verse 21 to 24, what it means. That God is the Spirit. And he seeks people like those to be the ones to worship him. They worship him in spirit and truth. We understood to worship God in spirit.
It
is to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. As
he speaks
in the Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Understood is the Spirit of truth. According to John chapter 14 verse 15 up to 17, that the Spirit of truth and truth of the Holy Scriptures. Yes. It means the Spirit himself. It takes us in the Holy Scriptures. And the Holy Scriptures, they are the truth. And all of them, they speak of the truth called Christ Jesus. To reach us unto the Father. We ended as we had seen. According to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. That we pass through one spirit to reach the Father. That before we reach to the Father, when we pass through the Spirit, we reach to Christ Jesus. As
it
told us in John 14, verse 6 and 7, no one cometh to the Father except they pass through him. We understood the meanings of those words, that the Holy Spirit takes intercessions, as in the Romans 8, verse 26
27.
As God take praise, he first tells the Father to bring them in righteousness or not. And he tells the Lord Jesus,
and
Jesus too moves on in the same intercession as Romans chapter 8 verse 34. Still we had many things that you can even be rejected, even offering of praise and the worship, or you may have been rejected as you, yet your offering is accepted. And we add that even Cain, in Genesis chapter 4, he was rejected with his offering.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet still as in Matthew, leave the offering here that is rightful, and you go align yourself first. Sure. There is a point when the songs are right, an offering which is pleasing to God in Hebrews chapter 14 verse 15, the sacrifice of praise, the fruits of our mouth, accepted, yet you are not accepted. And you say, first leave the praise there, go align yourself.
And the song
accepted, it's of God. Yet the one singing it is not accepted. Now we understood many things. And today we want to move on to see the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the scriptures of truth, which take us to worship God in the spirit and truth. Praise Jesus much.
We
want to see the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the scriptures of truth, which enter us in the worship of God in spirit and truth. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Because if we are led by the Holy Spirit, He has His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and these scriptures of truth. All we are passed through the seven spirits. Yes. That
they
be scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I have told you, today we are seeing the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the scriptures of truth, which enter us to worship God in spirit and truth. You've written the heading down. You first look in the book of your neighbors, see whether they have written the heading well. People wonder. We shall be checked to reaching this far. See whether you've written the heading well.
They've
written it well. Yes.
I've excellent, good, poor.
Have written excellent, what? Good, poor, or fair.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. No, it's very bad to write the heading and it's not written well. The heading of what we study, you write it wrongly.
It
means you're going to move on understanding wrongly. Sure.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. I say in this aspect, we see the Holy Spirit in His fullness in the scriptures of truth, which enter us in worship of God in spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want move on without waiting in other thing. But as we get back into John, John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, when he speaks, as he says this, John chapter 4 and the verse 23,
naye ekiseera kijja era kituuse abasinza amazima lwe banaasinzanga kitaffe mwoyo n'amazima, kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
Olunya olwabiri
mwenya, verse 24,
Katonda gwe mwoyo, n'abo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mwoyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes.
What a good day.
We understood.
Okusinza mwoyo.
Worshipping in spirit.
Kitegezo kulembiramo mwoyo mutukufu.
Means to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Kubanga ye mwoyo wa mazima.
Because he is the spirit of truth.
Era yatuyingiza mazima.
And one who enters us in truth.
Na mazima.
Even that truth.
Ebyawandikiwe
bitukufu. They are the Holy Scriptures.
Ebyawandikiwe bitukufu.
In both Holy Scriptures.
Ebyogera ku mazima Kristo Yesu.
One who speaks of the truth, Jesus Christ, through whom we pass to reach straight to the Father, and we reach the praise, the worship, all singing of God, and reaches Him straight. And to reach Him,
see,
His Spirit to give us all power and all provision, and we be able to overcome the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in this session, we look to the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the scriptures of truth. That's what I mean. That the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the scriptures of truth, that all the scriptures, they were passed through fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God said that they all have.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When I tell you that word, that we see the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the scriptures of truth, which enter us to worship God in spirit and truth, I have meant that passing through fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, God manifested the scriptures of truth. It means the spirit and the truth, they move together. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. All the scriptures, they pass through seven spirits, they manifested to us. And that's why you see in Revelations chapter 1, verses 4, he speaks as he says this. Revelations chapter 1, verses 4.
Yokana eri ekkanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asia. Ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe. Ebiva eriyo yabaawo eri yabaawo era ajja okubaawo. Era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Yes. If it is grace which passed through the Holy Scriptures and it explains to us, it comes from the one who was, who is and who is to be. That is God the Father and his word, our Lord Jesus Christ. And from the seven spirits of God, it's not given us when it's not passed through seven spirits which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. It means that those who praise and those who worship, those who sing the songs of God in the band gospel, it might be band of the world, they might be songs of hymns in this gospel, or those we sing for those in the world, or the hymn, the melodies. Yes. But to be able to appear being in the spirit and they are in the truth, they must be when they hold all the wisdom, all the understanding, counsel, mighty, the knowledge, fear of the Lord, in the spirit of the Lord, that they will be in the rightful truth.
So,
Revelation chapter 1 verse 4, it shows you all things given us and they are in the grace of God, in the will of God. Him God who was, has no generation, he was, he is, and is the one to come. They pass through the seven spirits of God. And there, they have gotten perfected and purified well. That's why he tells you that the word of God, it is so purified.
As
gold refined purifies seven times. It's passed through seven spirits and it's manifested. Praise Jesus
much.
Let's read in the Psalms.
Zaburi esule ye kuminebili noru nyiriri oruwa mukaga.
Psalms chapter 12 verses 6.
Ebigambo vya mukama biebigambe birongofu. Nga feza egezewa mchoto kunsi. Erongo sewa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of God, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace on of earth, purified 70 times. Yes. The words of God, the Holy Scriptures, these are words purified. As God refined in a fire 7 times. Now, they were passed through seven spirits. That's why you have to see the fullness of Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures, all scriptures of truth, which
enter
us worship God in spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I won't know.
And right there, everything released to go to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is purified very well. And it is accepted. Praise Jesus much. So the Father is God the Father in heaven, together with his word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. When they speak with each other and they have spoken scriptures of truth, always they gave them to the Holy Spirit and him. Let me pass all them through seven spirits. They get to be purer. truth which is filled of righteousness. And they be as gold.
Passed
the fire seven times it's proven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in the John chapter 16, our Lord Jesus said, he had much to tell us, but we had not space to put them. So when the Spirit of truth will come, he will tell us all and say he will get from his and give us what is his of the Father. Let us read there, we see John chapter 16 from verse 12.
Nchali na vinje okubabulira nete muyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Verse
14.
Nebo ali joyo omoyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga kubuweyika na ibyo nabya anawuliranga byanayogeranga.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse
14.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Yes.
He
got them from the Father very well. The parts of the Father is of the Son. And he reveals to us all truth. The full scriptures. Now, all in the manifesting there, he proved they passed through seven spirits. Yes.
Then
they appear to be pure.
The
truth which is purified. If we begin to worship or to praise God in the worship of him, to sing with him in the songs of band gospel, all those we sing, we claim they are of the world. They might be of the hymns and its gospel, all those we sing in the world, all those of the melodies, but if they are backed by truth of the word of God, it means they are led by the Holy Spirit, and they and the real truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have you understood me well? You first asked the neighbor, have you understood well? They should not pretend when they have not understood. You first explain to them if they have not understood. You have like 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I've begun to count them.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Explain them well where they were lacking.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, if you're not getting
it, those then we get to understand that the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, it's where they pass the scriptures of truth. They appear to be truth which is purified.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And He must the Spirit of truth, the truth of the Holy Scriptures, when he had them and he proved they are filtered very well and he divided them, passing through all the seven spirits, that they appear to be righteous and pure.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we hear in the second Peter chapter 1 verse 20 to 21, and he speaks like this. Second Peter chapter 1 from verse 20.
Ngamumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation.
Verse 21. Kubanga siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu naye abantu bayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Osoma Peter ekyokubira esula esooka.
When we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Agamba sooka otegeere kino.
So you first understand this.
Nga obunnabbi.
That prophecy, which is in the scriptures,
tebunnyonnyolwa mu kwagala kw'abantu.
Don't explain in one's own interpretation.
Omanyi lwaki?
You know why?
Tovaayo ebyandikwa n'ogamba nti gw'ogenda binnyonnyola mu kwagala kwo.
Don't come say you're going to express scriptures in your own will.
Olw'ensonga.
Because
bituukiridde nnyo n'okusinga bw'otegeera.
They are so purified more than you understand.
Kubanga byayisibwa mu y'omusanvu okulabisibwa.
Because they are passed through seven spirits to manifest.
Omwoyo w'amagezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
Omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Spirit of might.
Omwoyo w'okumanya.
Spirit of knowledge.
Omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Spirit of fear of the Lord.
N'omwoyo wa Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord.
Bituukiridde nnyo.
They are so purified.
Tosobola kubinnyonnyola mu magezi go.
You can't explain them in your wisdom.
Kubanga tegayinza kutuukira kugaa Mukama.
Because it cannot reach to the that of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, Jesus much.
When
you begin to read the scripture, you say it was meaning like this. Because in the verse 21 it says, in the
2
Peter chapter 1, verse 21, that we first understand this, that the scriptures of prophecy are not explained in one own interpretation. Verse 21
it
says, even those who spoke them, he never spoke them as will men willed, but as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. For him got them from the Father and from Christ, and he proved they are purified 7 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then you're
not going to explain them in your own wisdom. And you say that, that right there God, he was meaning this. No. He has to pour upon you his own spirit. Himself is the one who explains them to you. That's why he told you, repent and pour upon you my Holy Spirit. He brought you to understand my words.
It's
not Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
You'll
read it here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Muchoko olw'okunenya kwange. Laba, nafukanga omwoyo gwange gye muli, anaabamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Yes. When he pours upon us the same spirit, he's one who helps us and we understand his words, the scriptures of truth. As we worship God in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
what you have to know,
this,
let's speak like this. You want the guidance of God? You want. Scriptures are the ones who have the guidance of him. But that guidance, you want the guidance of wisdom? Of understanding?
You want
guide you
in
the wisdom of God.
You
want to guide you in the understanding of God.
Guide
you according to the counsel of God is.
Guide
you as his holy power is.
He
guides you in knowledge of God.
You
want to guide you in the fear of the Lord.
You
want him guide you in the glory of God. And you don't boast in the flesh,
but
boast because you know him. Because what you've done is his. Those are the scriptures. They pass through all the seven spirits. They have guidance of God of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, power, knowledge, fear of the Lord, to glorify God. Reach to say, one who boasts, let him boast in this, they know me. And they boast in this, that they serve me. All the rest you boast in, they are nothing.
People
say, I love the guidance of God.
And
after you reject the scriptures, God has not a way he's going to guide you.
If you
want the wisdom of God, you always love the word of God. If you want the understanding of God, always love the word of God. For in it is his understanding. You want the counsel of God? You have to love the word of God. You love to see the power of God. You love his word. For there is the power in the words. See, when they
were
being passed, they passed through the spirit of power. To be given the power enough. You want the knowledge of God, the revelation,
that
you must love the word of God. You love fear of God. You have to remain loving the word of God.
Anytime
you draw far from it, the fear of God ceases to be in you. Still, all scriptures are passed through the spirit of fear of the Lord. They bring the fear of God. The more we cease to have scriptures in us, the means of revelation, the more we cease to have the fear of God in us. Praise Jesus much. You want to glorify God, passing through the Spirit of the Lord, then accept one thing. Scriptures are one which will tell you they glorify him like this.
There
is no any other way. Praise Jesus much. But the more we avoid scriptures, we avoid the guidance of God.
And
we avoid to be led by the Holy Spirit.
But
the Holy Spirit, when he's leading us, then he has to guide us. Sure. The person leading you has to guide you. Sure. Now, how can he lead you? He says, I am the spirit of truth, of the scriptures of truth. If that truth is the Christ, all scriptures speak of him. If
you want
me, guide me in things of Jesus. I have to be in the scriptures. I wonder some who sit in the counseling of the church.
And the pastors
pick words they want that he gives you counseling.
I
think counsel. Abisazam.
It's just
counseling even of this generation.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. He speaks it in Timothy.
And
all the scriptures have the inspiration of God. If you want the Spirit to guide you, to lead you, for to leading you, it's not to see his feet. That's pastor me to let me step there. Not. To lead you has to guide you. But the way he guides you, it's of the Holy Scriptures.
And
he has proof they were purified 7 times. They have not a spot on them. Let us read, we say.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15.
Era ng'okuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ebiyinza okugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
In that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse
16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scriptures, they have the inspiration of God. You say you want the Spirit to lead you in this life, all of it until you reach in heaven, in the praising and the worship of God. For when we worship him in the Spirit, means to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. When we worship him in the truth,
it
means to be in the truth of the scriptures, which speak of the truth Christ Jesus, the word of God. Now when we avoid them,
Then
it means we do not have guidance of God. For you who tell me that I had a voice. In the world there are many voices. You understood and realized it's for who? I heard the Lord tell me. How did you get to realize that it is God telling you?
Yet
in the world there are many lords and gods.
It's
not scripture's proof who told you. In the world there are many voicings.
Then
when you've heard and you say it's for who, basing where? Because the next step where we shall go out of this,
we
have to see the transports, the spirit pass songs to give them to us. The spiritual transports. Mostly that of the Urim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when you come past, you've had a voice. And the Lord told me. How do you realize it's God in the thousands of voices in this world? In the 1 Corinthians 14,
he
say, in the world there are many voices. Let's read the verse
9
we
hear.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 9.
Bwe mutyo nammwe bwe mutaletenga mu lulimi ddoboozi eriwulikika amangu. Ekyogerwa kinaategeererwanga kitya? Nti kubanga mulyogerera mu mpewo.
So likewise, except you utter by the tongue what is it to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. Verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo munsi engeri ezamaloboozi bweziti. So si wali engeri etalina makulu.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Yes.
Munsi mulimu engeri ezamaloboozi.
In the world, there are many kinds of voices.
Kati olutuuka lyowulidde.
Now it comes to pass that you've heard is of who? If it appears we have not followed the guidance or the leading of the Holy Spirit passing through scriptures of truth, then when do we realize and understand the voice speak to us? For even demons speak. You may hear deceiving spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You may hear the deceiving spirits. Thousands of voices in the world speaking. When they are of those of many demons. How do you understand the song you heard? It is of God. Without scriptures, it is impossible. Are we together? Yes, in the 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Verses,
he says, you are going to depart from the faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17 says, and you go listen to deceiving spirits and the teaching of demons. You hear those demons even teaching, they teach you wrong things. Because you do not have any inspiration of the scriptures through which you check to prove whether they are of God. Let us read we here. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nayomo ya yogera lwatu nti munaku ezolu vanyuma. Walibawo abaliva mukukiriza.
Now, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes. You depart from the faith. When
they
say there are some who depart from the faith, it's not something which is in the air. Romans 10 verse 17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Many will cut themselves off from hearing the word of God, the scriptures of truth, and they hear deceiving spirits. The Lord told me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
na gudekore mawari.
A rema word fell upon me.
The chirimo Bible to chikabera.
Not in the Bible, don't check it there.
I tell you, it's a lema word.
Chikambo cha rema.
An immediate
chikudewoka gwira wo.
From the mouth of God.
Chikudewoka
and not from the Bible. You cannot just check it in the Bible now. But just a lema word. You have to believe the lema word of God. That's how they are.
Sure. Yet you're getting lost. The word rema, what I thought, it is the word which is lame.
It's
not
right.
Still, in the truth, it's like that.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much. Now, right there, after we depart from faith. That Romans
10:17
has to come from hearing and hearing the word of God. And we begin to hear deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons. We end when they have put in place things for us, which seem like the worship of God. And the half humility involved in them. And if you're not an elect people, we think we are in the praise of God.
And
you hear the disco of Jesus,
kona,
and you're jumping on the disco
ya
of Jesus.
Kirira yambuka,
you go
kirira
down and up.
Just
1:6 I am born again, and it's jumming like that. I am born again. But the proof of his salvation is not there. The pastor plays it. He jams his disco.
He sings,
doesn't mind, he appears how.
What
he sings come from where? Now let me tell you. There are forgeries of praise and the worship of God. If we refuse to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures of truth, all the scriptures of truth, they were passed through seven spirits, and they got to be righteous,
and
they had the inspiration of guidance of God.
And
we can reach a time
and
we differentiate from the sound from the thousands of voices in the world, and we single out that of God. For if it's not that, Colossians 2 says that there are things put in place, they seem like the worship of God. You may think a praise is moving on,
but
when you see our brethren in the religion, and they have closed their long garments, you know they close well. If you find them on the roads, they are rascals.
They
are in the synagogue. Those of religion, you know them. You know religions. I don't want to single and list one by one. And they go very well. And they worship those songs. We are praising Him, Jesus.
I
don't know whether they praise the pray it when you've posed like that. We are
praying.
God waits for praise. And you're swaying yourselves like. And they have an instructor before them. Maybe he's the one who plays the tones of the voice. The Holy Spirit no more guides you. You have the instructor.
Jesus.
He is the one who determines the pace of the voice like that. I don't abuse religions. We know in heavens how are they done. That what is sin remains sin. We cannot delight in it.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So,
so the truth is like this.
nti singa tetufuna kulungamya kwa
Katonda, if we do not get guidance of God,
tumaliriza batuteredewe ebintu nga biringa bya kutendereza Katonda,
good things they seem like worship of God,
iranga bora mu kanisa y'obulokozi,
just as you see in the church of salvation,
abantu
now
abadde ndongo y'omunsi,
people are filled of this call of the world,
bajirese mu kanisa,
they are brought in the church,
abayaye
abasiri
rascals
plate hair like women,
ebyandu kwa bigamba
enviri kitibwa kya abakazi, hair is an honor of women,
kati abasajja nabo
basi, now they meant to plate it,
iye
you wonder.
Ngano be bali kunanga
jamu kama. They are the ones on the keyboards of God.
Shimanya bafuka bada sita bada.
Maybe they became Rastafarians and they are playing them like that.
Abambazi sala wano oruba rweno na
side of the hair off.
Nasigaza ku
mata. And remain with the middle.
Kati ngalinganga kunyu kunyu.
And is like that bird. Crested crane.
Ubanga ringe chukuru.
Maybe it's like an owl on the fields in the bush.
Kadine bambala damage
empale zibanza. And they clothe damaged trousers.
Obuwara ne bambala obusikati
obuto. And the girls clothe those younger skirts of theirs.
Bibagena kubatendo
yabo. They're going to pray the praise of God.
Ah, zoko usumiri bakolosayi.
If you read me Colossians, we see.
Abakolosayi esule yokubiri noru nyiriri ora makumi abiri.
Colossians chapter 2 verses 16.
Bakolosayi sura iyo kubiri n'olunyiriri ola 22.
Colossians 2 verse 20.
Obanga mwafira wamu ne Kristo okuleke ebyo lubereberi ebyensi. Kiki kibetesa wansi wa mateeka nga abakyali abalamu mu nsi.
Therefore if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why though living in the world are you subject to ordinances?
Olunyiriri mu rumo.
Verse 21.
Kitokwatangako, sotolegangako, sotokomangako.
That touch not, taste not, handle not. Verse 22.
Ebyo byonna biggwerawo mu kukolebwa okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza eby'abantu.
Which all are to perish with using after the commandments and doctrine of men. Let's get back from verse 16.
Abakolosayi esule iyo kubiri n'olunyiriri 16.
Colossians chapter 2 from verse 16.
Kale omuntu yenna tabanenyanga mu byokulya oba mu byokunywa oba olw'embaga oba olw'omwezi oguboneka oba olwa ssabbiiti.
Let no man therefore judge you in the food and in drink and in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Ebyo kye kisikiriza ky'ebyo ebigenda okujja.
Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of Christ.
Verse 18.
Let no man deceive you of your rewards in a voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, including into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Yes.
Abantu.
People. They worship fallen angels. They praise and worship them. As they hear voices in the world. That they tell them to do this and that. And you know how people, some came out to become gods. As we are there, the God died. That God be Shaka.
Katonda atikati yafa.
God, now he died.
Kati waliwo ebintu ebibeerawo mu nsi.
There are things which happen in the world.
Nga mbutuufu musobola omumala ebiseera nga mulowooza musinza mutendereza
Katonda. And you can take time think you praising God.
Era musinza.
And you worship him.
Naga nedda.
And he said no.
Ebibyo musinza musinza bwerere sinze.
You worship in vain, it's not me. Because you follow doctrines and commands of men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
in the world, there are many kinds of lords.
Yet we have to
bring out the Lord of Lords, is the one we have to hear, listen to.
God
who created heavens and earth. If you do not have guidance of God,
of
the Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the scriptures of truth, which pass through the seven spirits of God, you may end when things you hearken to, they are wrong.
Many people say the Lord told me. He said, where is that written which he told you? That he told me. How did you prove that it's the Lord? You know, in the Corinthians they say that there are many lords.
First Corinthians chapter 8
verse 5.
Kuba newankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa ba Katonda oba mu ggulu oba mu nsi nga waliwo ba Katonda abangi n'abaami abangi.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Yes.
Olinnya olw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Naye gye tuli waliwo Katonda omu Kitaffe omuva byonna naffe tuli ku bwoyo. Ne mukama waffe omu Yesu Kristo abeesawo byonna era tubeesawo ffe.
But to us there is but one God, the Father, whom are all things, and we in him, one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse 7.
Naye okumanya okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna, naye abalala kubanga bamanyira ebifaananyi n'okutuusa kaakano balya ng'ebiweereddwa eri ebifaananyi n'omwoyo gwabwe kubanga munafu gubeera n'empita mbi.
But there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience about the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Yes. You know, this knowledge is not in all.
That
in the world there are many lords. There are those called gods. There are those who call themselves lords. But unto us, we know one Lord, God who created the heavens and earth among the many. But that knowledge, it's not in all people.
People
hear things and they say, the Lord told me. God told me. As his guidance, which is where? Because the scriptures in the holy book, the Bible, they are one which have the inspiration of God, all of them. So they were passed through the seven spirits. And they got to be purified. Praise Jesus much. Now in the midst there,
the
one we did is spoke in Jeremiah. All gods who never created heavens and earth, who called themselves gods, they will all perish. But we need only one who created heavens and earth. We are to single him out.
It's
to prove he's the one we serve. He's the one we praise. He's the one we worship. He's the one we sing with. We have to get the guidance of God, passing through spirit of truth, the scriptures of truth. Is it not that? Let's read Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11.
Bwe muti wemba mubagamba nti, bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi, abobali bulamunsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. You know, they don't go beyond under the heavens. They cannot go beyond the principalities. It's what it says, under the heavens. They don't go beyond the principalities of the sky, in the kingdom of the stars. We shall study of them one day, those gods, the lords, the fallen angels. They are led by Satan. The one who first said his throne is in the midst of the sea, he too is God. All those we shall see them. But what I wanted you to understand,
Why we are looking at the Holy Spirit in His fullness, in the scriptures of truth. And because Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, all the Holy Scriptures, they pass through Him, and they go to be purified, to give us the guidance of God, that in the midst, as we serve Him in the world, and as we praise Him, we worship Him, we sing with Him, that we may have that guidance.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Now, when you're reaching in a ministry, or any kind of people who say that they are serving God, whatever they are doing, first ask them where they are written in the scriptures.
Aha.
Yes. There's one who is going to tell me. Now, a camera, where was it written in the scriptures? I see you capturing everything, moving on. Don't you live to ask meaningful things? Yet, even in Israel, they made device engines, devices.
Sure.
That too is written a device.
It's
that thing you'll ask me, I know you. And he spoke of knowledge when it will increase. That technology,
he
spoke of it, it will increase. Daniel chapter 12, verses 4. Knowledge will increase. Out of it cometh technology. And we to use it here. Sure. It's not that. The one who wants to know of those, you come ask me issues concerning camera and the others. I want to tell you of the lights. Why are they there? Read Job chapter 28, verses 1 to 7. You see where they get stones of sapphire. Out of them they make lights. It's nothing you'll ask here. Here we are in the full knowledge of God. And we are not joking, we mean what we say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. I want us to look to the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Then
see scriptures how they are passed through Him in the brief. These seven spirits of God.
Studied
them many years here. One who says, still we have repeated to study them.
He
just got to quickly pass through them. For the one who is new. You have your neighbor and is new. Yes. You rise, lift. Where you are, there is a neighbor who is a new person here. Okay.
We are
going to repeat them briefly because of those.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, the Holy Spirit in His fullness, He appears in the tongues of fire. And those tongues of fire, they appear to be seven. I say like this. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. That's the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God. They appear in the seven tongues of fire. Let us read we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuule y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Acts chapter 2, verses 3.
Nakulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Olunyolwokuna,
verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. And upon them came tongues like of fire. They were filled of the Holy Spirit. He who gave them tongues to speak them as He willed of all the nations.
You
bring them down there at the rest. But the main thing
here,
upon them came tongues of like of fire.
They
were filled of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit was not in liters. That they were 100 and you realize when you get 100 liters you are filled.
But
fullness appears in the seven tongues of fire. Explain the at the seven spirits of God. According to Revelation chapter 4. And the verse 5. And he says like
this.
Revelation chapter 4, verses
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes.
On
the throne of God, there were seven lamps of fire.
We
show they are the seven spirits of God. Have you understood me well?
From
one filled of the Holy Spirit that is filled. That you read in the Acts
2,
verses 3 to 4. Upon them came tongues like of fire. They got filled of the Spirit. Sure. And they gave them tongues to speak. You understood how many liters
of
Spirit? Which proved that this limit you are filled. Now the sign was one. The tongues of fire. They are what explain how you get filled of the Spirit.
It's
Revelation 4 verse 5. Even the seven lamps of fire. Burning before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God.
And
these will rest upon tongues of fire. To reach getting filled. They had gotten filled seven spirits.
You've,
have you understood the measure? You speak with your brethren.
But
in the time before you were wanted to be filled of the Holy Spirit, you wanted how many liters? Upon which you would have realized now I'm filled of the Spirit.
What do you have?
Ever want to be filled of the Spirit before? You lift your hand. You have ever wished to be filled of the Spirit?
Not what it waited.
All of us, we yearn for it. All of us. Because I've not understood how many liters. That would have been a problem.
Be filled,
you never realize you're filled up. We don't know the limit of the liters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, them alone are what God sends in the earth. And if He's not spoken and is of wisdom, or of understanding, or of counsel, or of might, or of knowledge, or of fear of the Lord, or the Spirit of the Lord, the rest of the spirits will reject them. Angels, they too are under those seven spirits. When he comes speak with you, ask him, you speak through which spirit?
Yes.
Tell him, now you are in the wisdom. Speak the wisdom I hear. But these fallen angels which come upon us like measles.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelations 5 verse 6. These seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth.
He said
the Spirit brings songs from God. Still he brings them through those seven spirits. One sees a song concentrated in the spirit of wisdom. Another comes in understanding. Another joins wisdom and understanding. Another comes in a counsel. Another joins wisdom and counsel. Sure. That is serious. The Lord God will teach how to profit. We hear a song. Wisdom is not there of God. My goodness.
It's
of the world, sensual wisdom of Satan in the song.
And he put in,
go and buy a car before you die. Drive a car. Go and borrow a car.
Yet
scripture say one who borrows is a servant to one who lent them. And they pray that it's a hit.
It
those who rejoice will realize their level of understanding in those heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So let's
read Revelation chapter 5, verse
6.
Revelation chapter 5, verse
6. Ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Yes. Have you seen well? Those seven spirits sent
so
in the whole earth. The, any other week when it comes and it say it's the spirit of the Lord. You spirit of the Lord.
Majorly
today you speak through which spirit? Understanding?
Magezi.
Wisdom? You're going to coach them very well. Even if an angel,
you know,
angels stand before the Lord. There are seven in their groups. Every angel behind the spirits. You've come through which spirits?
You can't
reach a time and angels come down
in
our midst and we know that he's right there. Even the fallen ones can come down.
Now we shall ask them,
how have you come? You are in the whose group? What is your code? Those are the group of angels, you know that. Not yet started, go get messages of groups of angels.
They
even have codes they have to tell you and they explain them. Those came from the heavenly
journey. More
in the Bible and the scripture of truth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Revelations 8, he speaks like this. Verses 1 and 2. Revelations chapter 8, verses
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Yes. There are angels, there are seven groups. Seven commanders in the seven trumpets. They stand before the Lord. The eyes of God, they are seven. The seven spirits of God. I say those is sent in the whole earth. Those is sat with in, when he's seated on the throne.
Well,
one who has wrong thoughts. God has seven eyes. When the two are here, others in the forehead. Others on the beards. This is sent to earth through which he sees all things. But on the throne he has two eyes, for he's made you in his image. Those are the seven eyes of God. And we bet. God is a monster. Man, no. These are seven spirits sent in all earth. Through which God sees all things. And they are perfect in well that he sees them in righteousness. Now there are seven angels in the seven groups.
Them
to stand before him. Yes. As you see seven lamps of fire before his throne, they are the seven spirits. Even these angels, they stand before him, before the seven spirits.
When
they come to minister, you have to ask him, tell me of the spirit of wisdom. Tell me even of understanding. Because angels, when they appear, angel Gabriel told Daniel, I want to tell you what's noted in the scriptures of truth. You ask him of them. They should not be pretend around. Praise Jesus much.
So in
Isaiah 11, the names of those seven spirits. Isaiah 11 verse 2, there is the spirit of wisdom. The person may say, don't run very fast. Spirit of wisdom. Finished. And that one is finished. The second, spirit of understanding. The second spirit. Sure. Let me to be writing at your pace. Yes. Where is my pen? Yes. I get here my paper.
He
said the spirit was too high.
We
go to the third spirit. The spirit of counsel. Yes. We are on the fourth.
Omoyo.
The spirit
Wamani.
Of might. Mighty. Yes. The fifth.
Omoyo. Omoyo.
The spirit
Wokumanya.
Of knowledge. The sixth. The sixth is the spirit of fear of the Lord. That one day has been a long thing. We have gone to the seventh.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. We are on the seventh spirit. The spirit of the Lord. You finish them well. Now let's read this scripture. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now you've seen listed, written down all of them well. You first look in the book of anyone who is new. See how they have written.
Fear
not, look in their book. You are finished there. Let's go to the way. The way the scriptures. They were passed through the seven spirits. In full knowledge, we are in knowledge. As we gain more authority. The much power from God. Yes. They have written down the heading. The subheading says, we see the way scriptures were passed through seven spirits. Teacher Jacob, you're not writing. Yes. He says he's accurate in reading for you. He writes after when he's left here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, they set us to make you disciples, yet not followers. Disciples are always learning and they write down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we see the way scriptures we have passed through the seven spirits.
Number one.
We've moved to number one. The way scriptures we have passed through spirits. Spirit of wisdom. The way scriptures which were passed through spirit of wisdom. He's laughing because I'm writing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. Let me hope we are together. We are written down ready. We see that way.
Let's read 34, verse 9.
Deuteronomy 34, verses 9.
Era Yoshua omwana wa Nuni yali ajjudde omwoyo gw'amagezi. Kubanga Musa yali amutaddeko emikono. Abaana ba Isirayiri ne bamuwuliranga. Ne bakolanga Mukama bwe yalagira Musa.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. You know, the spirit of wisdom is one of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is found only there. It's in all your entire Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you be filled the spirit of wisdom, all the scriptures, they were passed through spirit of wisdom. The more you are filled of scriptures in your life, you are being filled with the spirit of wisdom.
Yes, we took a no kusake mikono.
Just we go lay hands on you. And we activate him. That he begins to work in your life.
Wisdom
of the word to come from every place. When we lay hands on you, he is already in you. Already passed the scriptures, he filled in your life.
And
we come activate him.
Choose
me for so and so for the work I've chosen them. As we pray for you,
activating we
activate the spirit and you go your work.
Aha.
Sure. But the more you reject the word of God, the scriptures of truth, you reject wisdom. For all the scriptures, they are what can make you wise. Sure.
Hey.
We are in a Timothy.
Timoseo Echokubiri. Esura Eyokusato. Noru Nyiriri Ore Kuminetano.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
Erango kuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandikibwa bitukuvu ebiyinza okugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Yes. All the scriptures, they
are
passed through spirit of wisdom and they make you wise and they give anointing of wisdom. And they give you the power of wisdom. For one who speaks wisdom, he speaks only power. I will not teach that much.
If
one, no one who speaks wisdom speaks power. Proverbs 24. Let us read it. Proverbs chapter
24,
verse 5. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases in authority. Yes. Now we've spoken like this. The way all scriptures were passed through spirit of wisdom. Read Deuteronomy 34, verses 9. Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom when Prophet Moses laid hands upon him. Praise Jesus much. Yet we told you
that
if you want to move on, see you are getting wisdom, that of God. Get the scriptures. As
we
read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. That from the childhood of your salvation, you have to know scriptures which make you wise. They enter you in salvation. And we tell you, the person who gets wise in the scriptures, they gain more power and strength of God.
Even
when they speak, they speak authority and strength. Only power and strength you feel. According to how we've heard, Proverbs 24, verses 5 and 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the end of all. If you reject the word of God, there is no wisdom in you. No matter how you will praise,
if
you don't move the word of God,
you
don't move by the word of God, you are a senseless child. But now, also got a way to insult and abuse us. It's not me saying that. He said in Jeremiah 8, verse 8 and 9. And he said, if you rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within you? Let us read here.
Yeremia esule yomunana noru nyiriri olomunana.
Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 8.
Mwogera mutantuli na magezi na mateka ga mukama gali na fe. Na ye laba ekalamu yobulimba eyaba wandisi ewandise ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verse 9.
Abagezi gezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi bakengentererwa bawambiddwa laba baganya ekigambo kya Mukama era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes.
Munange bagana ekigambo kya Katonda.
They reject the word of God. There is no wisdom in you.
Waliwo abantu abagamba.
There are people who say,
also,
the thing you brought is very hard.
Worshipping
God in the spirit and truth has to be restored from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, in the nation of Uganda here, all over the world. But
get
all our musicians who have been there. And he says that what they have sung, God does not like them. If they don't hold wisdom of the word of God, what is within them? We say if you've rejected the word of God, then what wisdom is within you? Let me explain you of the wisdom within it.
This
is spoken of in the First Corinthians chapter
3,
verses 18 downwards. It's of Satan.
First
Corinthians chapter
3.
Abakolise kisoka isuli yokusatu noru nyiriri ole 18.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyerimbanga. Omuntu yenna boyerooza ngo kuba omugezi mumwe mu mirembe gino. Afukenga musirusiru alyoka fuko omugezi.
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Verse 19.
Kubanga amagezi ag'omunsi muno bwe busirusiru eri Katonda. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akwasa abagezi enkwe zaabwe.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness. Verse 20.
Nti era nate nti Mukama ategeera empaka z'abagezi nga teziriimu.
And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Sure.
He says you think
to be wise in this age, you first admit that you're foolish,
and
then you begin to get wisdom in the word of God. For he says the wisdom of the world, or the wisdom of the world, it is foolishness towards God. But the wisdom of the world, according to James chapter
3,
he says it's of Satan.
Satan.
A person sings in the wisdom of the world,
they
end when they sing things of Satan.
Okay,
let us read James.
Yakobo esule yokusatu noru nyiriri ole kuminesatu.
James chapter 3 verse 13.
Aniali na magezi no kutegera mumwe. Alagenga mumpise nunje vikoro avye Umageza amawombe fu.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good life his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14.
Newa muba nenugu obukambwe no kuyomba mumutima gwamwe nti temwe nyumirizanga so temulimbagana so temwerimbanga okuziyiza amazima.
But if you have bitter envying and strifes in your hearts, boast not and lie not against the truth.
Olinyole 15.
Verse 15.
Amagezi gano sigegakka okuva wagguru nega munsi gabuzaliranwa gasetani.
This wisdom descendeth not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Yes. You know when you sing the wisdom of the world, when you sing the things of Satan. Yes. Now you have to get wisdom in the word. When they send us to restore back things, first as they were, as they should be, and the way they will be forever, the way we find you when you perverted with faults, you get angered of us because we speak of your own. But when we speak of them, we speak of them to bring those of God.
We would
not have spoken of them if those of God were the ones in place. We would have supported them more.
But
because the one of God in time when he sent, he speaks the words of God. He finds he has to decampaign all the rest which are not of God. We are like that.
For
we have come to break contentions. Now, there are contentions of words in the world. And they lift up themselves above knowledge of God. Now, when we come, we are like decampaigning. And in being heard, we are heard as if we are decampaigning. And others can say, what's wrong with them? Every time that they campaign in things up there.
But
the one of God has to speak the words of God. According to John 3, verse 34, you will read it. Praise Jesus much. When he finds in the world things there, they are not of God. He finds he has to decampaign them. To decampaign them. If you see another says sent by God,
yet
he supports things he has found in the world which are not of God, you straight know it's not God who has sent this person. Praise Jesus much. So in the end of all the scriptures, the holy scriptures, the holy book, the Bible, the book of the living God, they were passed through spirit of wisdom. The wisdom of God. Able to do things and bear in the wisdom of God. Every day we pray. As we
speak
in Ephesians 1, verse 17. And it says like this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
Katonda wa mukama wafe, Yesu Kristo, Chitafe owe chitibwa.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Yes.
He gives
you spirit of wisdom. Spoken of in the entire Bible. The wisdom in the words.
Maybe
some spirits I cannot finish them now.
As we see,
scriptures we pass through seven spirits. But we start right from there tomorrow. Is it not that? We are going to request the choir to come to take us home. We start right from there tomorrow. You're going to run from your work tomorrow very early. You tell them you're going to the meeting of the Holy Clan. The leader of the clan is always harsh. He can chase me from the clan. Praise Jesus much. You tell your boss you're going to the meeting of the clan. Right from the other time you told him, tell him it's not yet ended. Every day we sit in the evening. Yes.
So choir can get to
so let the choir come take us on. I do not want to pack a lot on you once.
Yes.
So the day of tomorrow, start from there to see how all the scriptures of truth
were
passed in the seven spirits of God. That they can help us always to praise and to worship God in the spirit and truth. Even to sing with Him.
Amen.
Amen.